We are recording.
7:03.
Perfect. Okay, well then, without any further ado, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is a public meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that the notice of and agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Notice was also posted for this virtual meeting online, and the link and instructions for the meeting have been included not only on the township's website, but also on the agenda. And Ms. Connor, would you be kind enough to call the roll, please?
Councilman Strauss?
Yes, here.
Councilman Kochanowski? Can he hear?
Here.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Millay?
Here. And before we move on to the approval of the minutes, I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge that, for those who don't know, but I think everybody does, that John Higgins, Mayor Higgins, decided to take a temporary leave of absence, which he anticipates will last between 12 and 16 weeks, in which time I'll be filling in, serving as the acting mayor in his absence. I believe all the council members received his letter and wanted to make sure everyone not only received the letter, but nobody had any concerns, questions about the process or procedures.
No concerns here.
Okay, well, without further ado, the next matter of business is the approval of the regular session minutes from February 26th, 2020. I know I reviewed them and gave some comments back to Carla. Does anybody on council have questions or concerns?
I do not. Mark Strauss?
No. Amy?
Okay.
Nope. Can I make a motion to approve them?
Thank you very much. Tom, may I have a second?
Second. Amy.
All right, Carla, roll call, please.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Millay?
Yes. Last minutes that we have to review are the executive session minutes from the same meeting, February 26th, 2020. Anybody have any comments, concerns, or requested revisions?
None, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. I didn't find any myself. May I have a motion, please?
So moved, Mark.
Second.
Amy. Oh. I'll put Amy. Okay.
All right.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Millay?
Yes. The consent agenda has two items on it, the reduction of a performance bond for Platypus Enterprises and the release of escrows. They're pretty routine business, but necessary to be done and can be done together. Pretty standard stuff. So I'd open the floor to any discussion on the part of council.
None, if no discussion, I move that we move them together. Mark.
Thank you, Mark. I'll second. Carla.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Millay?
Yes. Okay, we're going to do reports, and we're going to try to do it in the order of the council on the dais, if I remember it correctly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mark, you're off.
Thank you. I have nothing to report for the Clinton Township Environmental Commission. I'm just going to reiterate my report at the last council meeting for the Clinton Township Board of Education. Their meeting earlier this month was a working session for the budget, which is going to be adopted at the Monday meeting, which is April 27th. Again, they are looking at an increase in the budget this year that would, of course, reflect on our on property taxes for our, the residents in the township. And there was a few drivers behind that, and I'll reiterate again. One was the amount of students in the district, what was projected and what the actual population is. Two was an increase in special education needs. Three was anticipated of loss of state aid. And again, salary and benefits as the last one. So the board, again, is continue to be committed to running things efficiently and keeping costs down as much as possible. Again, the adoption of that is this Monday, April 27th. Again, the Board of Education will also be doing a formal resolution opposing Assembly Bill A3902, which, amongst other things, does have an effect. I'm sorry, would allow municipalities to have the luxury of paying school, you know, I forget the word, it begins with a D, with our school taxes. That basically gives them a little more leeway, gives municipalities leeway in
the paying deferred, the tax. The deferred school tax.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I, some reason the that word slipped my mind. I apologize. So, again, they would ask us also to oppose that resolution, assembly bill, rather, if the council chooses to do so. The board president, along with the superintendent, would like to sit down with Council President Millay and I and just start conversations again and continue to work on a better relationship between the board and our council and move forward. So I told her that, you know, we would be more than happy to do that.
Absolutely.
And just whenever the email, you know, starts that, we'll make sure we're in touch and we can figure out how to meet and talk collectively in the best interests of both entities. And that's the only report I have. Thank you.
Mark, was there any talk about potential savings they might have as a result of coronavirus shutting the schools, like busing?
No, because I've seen, actually just dealing with it on the public sector myself, I've seen a lot of increase in costs just because of added expenses that wasn't anticipated for, Tom, but I can ask that question as well.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of added costs or savings, they should still come up with a presentation, because I think the citizens are going to, I already know they're asking me that. They're like, well, we got to be saving a fortune on the buses and air conditioning and heat and whatever. So it might just be a heads up to them that it might be something they want to think about putting together.
Yeah, I just wrote myself a note, and I will be sure to bring that up.
Okay. Thanks.
Before, yeah, I'll make that call tomorrow, and I'll follow up with you. Thank you.
All right. Councilman Kochanowski.
I have nothing to report.
Okay.
Planning board, finance, we're, you know where we are. We have a budget we have to approve, but it's kind of hard.
We're gonna tackle that in the first meeting of May. We'll do it virtually like this. And
yeah,
it's been logistically a little bit of a challenge. And then the planning board, I sat in on Monday on their virtual meeting, and it was pretty quick. Dealt with an extension for Ingerman. So, Councilwoman Switlick, your report.
Yes, North Voorhees Board of Ed, they're adopting their budget on the 28th, which is Tuesday. Historic and open space right now are sort of going hand in hand. I'm helping Brian out a little bit with historic while he's taking on more responsibility with John being temporarily gone, which is handy because they're sort of working with open space on some things. We are installing a post and rail fence on Saturday. Two volunteers and I are going to be doing that. We purchased some lumber or the materials from open space funds. The next step is going to be securing the entryway to the furnace. Again, two volunteers. They're going to actually provide the lumber and use their own tools. This is just temporarily supporting the structure. For some, down the line, it's going to be something more permanent. But we want to make sure it doesn't fall down. Ready to. I cleared the liability issue with that volunteer work with Jesse, and it's okay. And Steve Bailey approved the design. Windy Acres, Rich Shaw, Jay, and myself are meeting beginning of next week. I'm not sure what time, depending on the weather. And we're going to look at possibility of, well, we're going to be moving a parking area to another portion of the property, and we want Jay's advice, and we're just going to talk about, you know, the possibility of doing that and what the best layout would be, because I think Jay's, you know, the most experienced in that. So I'll let you know how that goes. But I don't think it's going to be more than a 10-car parking lot. You know, maybe a little bigger than the one that's on Marukian.
Yeah.
So that's it.
All right. Very good. Aside from the planning board, my report's fairly brief. Been wading into things in the last couple of weeks. The obviously, the Historic Commission had canceled their meeting. Recreation canceled theirs as well. I know Mr. Sylvia is on to talk about the farming contract, as well as I would imagine, Tom, when we get to you, maybe mention the plans for rec that you've got as far as a revised community day kind of thing. The only other update I have is I sat on the Freeholder Director Van Doren's call this afternoon, and obviously the County Health Department continues to focus on contact tracing. Right now there are 447 cases of the virus in the county. They've noticed an increase in EMS calls for respiratory related illnesses. It's actually nearly triple what it normally is. And the medical center, their critical care services are steady right now, but they are seeing a higher than normal demand for that. So obviously it's hard to tell when we'll hit the peak in the state, but I think statewide, the county and the township are doing as well as can be expected. And at the moment, that's all that I have to report. Jesse.
Hello. Am I unmuted?
You're good.
Okay, so nothing in any particular order. You know, I'm working, Brian, on that resolution with our OEM guys to talk about the responsibilities and actions regarding the coronavirus. I got that pretty much locked up. I'll have that for you for the next meeting.
And that'll be a declaration of emergency, right?
Yeah, the declaration of emergency, what we're doing and what we should and shouldn't do. I've also, Bosco or Rob Dambol and I, his email is Bosco. Bosco and I updated the 2020 emergency management plan the last few days and changed some names and, you know, updated our latest meetings and scheduled some trainings. So that's good. And that went off, I guess, last week. Really exciting news, Carl. This is for you. I got my registration with the DCA to make sure I'm a legitimate citizen and got a real job and, you know, all that stuff. You know, that form, local finance board form?
Uh-huh.
I got it done.
Yay!
For anybody out there who's having trouble, I couldn't do it because I was trying to do it from my notebook at home using my township email address and it kept rejecting it. So they called up and said, hey, dummy, use your right email. I said, okay, so that's good. The other things, let's see, Secretary's Day, I think, is coming up. Maybe that was today, Carla? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you guys lunch, and Earth Day is today. So go out and plant a tree. other than that's all I got.
Okay. Miss Lieutenant DeRosa, if you would.
Can everybody hear me?
We can hear you.
Yep. All right. So, was Councilman Millay and I spoke. I'd like to, I got a quote on two foggers and some chemicals for the building because we are not getting fogged anymore. Our last one was last Friday. They're really hard to get. I think, Ryan, right, the price was $1,752.
Yeah, for two foggers and 16 gallons of fluid, I believe.
Yeah, and Lynn our court administrator was nice enough to offer, I guess she has the money in her supplies budget, which comes from all the other courts. So she offered to pay for that, which was really nice. And I'd like to do that. So the only thing is like I told Councilman Millay, we've got to kind of act quick because these things are hot to trot right now. And they're, you know, everybody's trying to get them. So the guy I spoke to is getting them in pretty soon. He could guarantee me two of them and the supplies, but I would have to do a purchase order. And I was hoping to do that soon, but obviously you guys could make that decision.
Well, I'll stop you there before you move on. Does anybody on council have a concern with doing that sort of thing? I think it'll certainly be in the long run less, more cost effective than having ServPro come in and fog the buildings and can be deployed in a little bit more reasonable manner. I don't know what everybody else thinks.
Whatever's cheaper.
That's going to be quite a bit cheaper. The only thing, you know, we could probably get away with 16 to 30 gallons a year, and we already have the machines purchased, and they're portable. So you can, you know, use them at the township building, the firehouse, you know, your cars. I mean, we do our car. We have to do our cars because people go in them. So we do our cars, and it's the same ones that the people were using from ServPro. So. But other than that, so I think it will be more cost effective. Absolutely. Okay. Shall I move on? Or?
Yes, please.
All right. So on some positive notes, I don't know if anybody saw our Facebook, our website. We went and did a little birthday party on Easter for a 7-year-old, which was real nice. And we went over to somebody's house the other day, an 18-year-old girl, her mother called and requested it, short notice. But we got it done for her. It was up in Water's Edge. So we just kind of followed the entourage with our lights and sirens on. And somebody actually sang happy birthday to her on the PA system. So trying to really lighten the mood for people. As Councilman Millay knows, we're in the beginning stages of our hiring. We had last application process, I think 8 to 10 applicants, right, Jess? Was about that. And this time around, we had 40. So... obviously,
yeah, that's correct. That's correct. Yeah. We're doing a lot better this time around.
Yeah, so good, some good ones in there. We're going to kind of slow that process down to a crawl, but nevertheless, we are starting that. Things are picking up around the county and around all around us. We were involved in a vehicle pursuit last night, so things are, you know, the criminals are coming. So other than that, we're doing good. Guys are healthy. Officers are healthy. And we're doing our best to keep the building clean and keeping everybody away from each other. So
And cases of incidents of domestic violence are up a bit?
Yeah, they're up. The thefts are going on. The car thieves are kind of around us. But they haven't gotten here yet. But, you know, there were some incidents last night. So just, you know, like I said, it's you know, these times as – it's sad, you know, people get desperate and, you know, the bad people, you know, don't stop. So, but we're doing okay and everybody's doing well. So far.
Well, thank everybody for all their hard work. I know it's a trying time, so, but we greatly appreciate it.
Tom, how is morale amongst the police officers?
Good. I had a little quasi staff meeting last night. We did practice social distancing and, you know, everybody is good. Actually, one thing, the union is actually, since you guys are nice enough to let them only work the 2 on, 6 off, and we're, you know, we let them know that they're actually, you know, they're getting a good bargain. They're going to give back like 30 hours of their SAT time, because what we're going to run into a problem in is if this goes on, say, another month and a half, 2 months, nobody's using their time. So everybody's going to have a lot of time to use. So, you know, that's going to run into a problem, especially if people want to go on vacation. So, and they're really, I got to give the guys a lot of credit, the officers, excuse me, because they've been really good and they're, you know, they're not using any time. They're really, you know, they're busting their hump. So, and everybody's doing the right thing and being positive. I have no complaints. You know, things are going well. So, yeah, it was nice of them to give back the 30 hours because we don't want everybody having all this time at the end, which is going to cause overtime. And our overtime right now is way down, which is, I know you like to hear that. So it's good.
Making it easy to be partners with them.
What's that?
They're making it easy to be good partners with them.
Oh, absolutely. Good people. They're so happy right now. Things in the last 6 months are just like a skyrocketing. So I'm sure you've heard. So
and hopefully once we get past this, the resolutions, they'll be happy too.
Yes, that'll make it real happy. You know, it'll be a nice, happy day tomorrow. So other than that, any other questions? Anybody got anything?
All right. Thank you very much, Lieutenant. Okay. I'm actually going to put Mr. Sylvia, our rec director, on the spot. How's it going, Tom?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for joining. I know you're here to talk about the deer, and we'll get to the deer later, but I figured I'd give you a chance just to talk about some of the things going on at rec, and since we canceled Community Day, some of your thoughts and where we're headed.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the first time Community Day has been canceled in 17 years I've been working here, so it's a little sad, actually. I always look forward to working that day at the end of the year and doing the things for the community and seeing everybody there, so it's going to be weird not being at Bum Park on Saturday, but we're ready to go with a smaller Community Day as soon as this thing breaks, hopefully, whether that be, you know, the end of June or even July. Maybe if we don't get it done by July 4th, we look to do something in the fall, like an Oktoberfest event or something. But we are ready to go. We could put that together pretty quickly. I've talked to some of our vendors, volunteers. I think we could pull that off as soon as we get the word. So we're going to keep our fingers crossed. We are looking to do the country run virtually. I'm going to be sending something out pretty soon about that. And I've talked with Proactivity just to keep people involved where they can time their own race, send in the results, and then we can post them just to keep people active and give them something for signing up for our race. And then we've been running classes. We've run four classes, an adult art class, a kids art class. presently have a Zumba class going. And also Young Rembrandts, which is like drawing. So there has been a need for that. We've got about between 10 people in every class. So we've been trying to keep providing that. And just disseminate information with the parks, make sure everybody's abiding by social distancing. I know Tom said the parks had been pretty well, there hadn't been too many issues there.
Yep.
So, just trying to offer up that and talking to our instructors who haven't been able to do virtual things about trying to process stuff like that, things we can do in classes. You know, nobody was really ready for this. So a lot of our instructors don't have the means to do online classes, but with platforms like we're using now, there's hope that over the next few months we can start doing more. We have a summer rec staff pretty much hired. We sent out letters late last week. Again, we don't know what's going to happen with summer rec. I would think we probably won't have use of the schools, so we're making plans to do it at Bunt Park. If people do go back to work, they're going to need childcare, so we want to be able to provide that to them like we normally do from the last week in June to the last week in July. So we'll be ready for that too. Obviously, our trips are probably going to be canceled. We're definitely not going to Yankee Stadium, and I don't think we're going to be bowling and things along those lines, certainly. But maybe, you know, outdoor miniature golf, stuff like that, we can maybe do. But we'll be ready for it. Once this breaks, recreation will be ready to put things together in line with what we normally do and even more. So
just have to play it by ear.
Definitely.
Okay. Any questions for Tom? If not, well, thank you very much, Mr. Sylvia. We'll move on to the resolutions. The first resolution, actually, you can stay unmuted because I think you and Mike and Les and maybe even Rich would want to chime in on this, but this is a resolution authorizing the 2020-2021 deer management program. Pretty much, I believe, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, the general parameters are the same as last year. We've added hunting on the White Cloud property for one permit, if I'm remembering correctly, and hunting a portion of Bray's Hill that is remote and far away from the trails for another permit. Tom, why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, exactly what you said. I just want to say it's been a pleasure working with Mike, Les, and Rich on the DEER program. They have a wealth of knowledge that I've been trying to learn. We work together, but mostly Mike and Les put together the DEER resolution from last year. And I think Mike could probably speak better to the details with it. That's his thing. So I don't want to, give any misinformation. Mike can definitely, chime in with the particulars, but we'll be ready to go. We're going to do the DEER program on our website this year. It's going to go through my email address as opposed to getting mailed in. The gentleman thinks to have the emails coming in time stamped would be beneficial. That way we know what time they're coming in. We can rank them all and get them in the particular order they come in. Mike seems to think we'll sell out within the first day, most likely. But we'll have everything. I'm going to talk with Steve next week about having a DEER tab on the rec website and maybe a button on the front on the homepage of Clinton Township that brings you to a DEER page. We have a cover letter drawn up, and then we'll have all the PDFs, sign-up forms that they can fill out, scan, and email back to me on, I believe it's June 8th is the start date.
Okay. Mike, did you want to add anything?
I was going to say, did I get everything right, Mike?
You did. You did great. We prepared to save Trishka some time. We actually took last year's resolutions and modified them so she can review them, and they should be ready to go. So hopefully it'll save you a bunch of time. The program will be all electronic this year. There'll be no walk-in applicants. The submission date will be January 8th for residents and employees of the township and January 15th for non-residents. But honestly, I think once this gets publicized, it's going to sell out real quick. Based on the properties that we have and the number of teams per property, the maximum number of hunters would be about 48 and the minimum would be 32 based on a teams of 16. We had a couple issues last year. We had teams of one, which created a little bit of an issue. So this year, your minimum team is two. Otherwise, your application won't be accepted, and your maximum team is three. We have a cover letter that will actually be posted on the township website, probably once everything is approved here. Probably, I'll say, mid to late May. So that the hunters can see what's going on. They'll understand the basic layout, and everything will be done via Tom's email with the application that we had last year, the records check that we did for game code violations and certificate of eligibility. So the forms we had last year were modified briefly. But again, we're going to monitor the time that they come in. So no submissions will be accepted prior to 8 a.m. on the 8th. And I suspect you're going to get 16 teams inside of the day. So once we get them, Tom and I and Les will sit down, go through them all, make sure the applications were done correctly. If they weren't, they'll be disregarded and we'll go to the next applicant. So I think we learned a lot from last year's program. I think it should be much better this year. Once we have the 16 teams in place and we have the properties identified for the 16 teams, we will hopefully have a face-to-face meeting sometime in July to kick this thing off. So it should give them plenty of time to go access the properties and do the things that hunters need to do so they can kind of find their spot on the property. But I think we should be good.
And I know Carla was involved last year, so I'll definitely talk to Carla and see if there's any ideas or information she has on how we can improve things for this year. But Carla, we can get together next week or at some point.
And if you want me to join that, I'm happy to. But Carla and I did speak last week, Carla?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I think we're in good shape for this year. I think we're way ahead of where we need to be. And if I know the resolution has to be posted in the papers correctly. Is I correct in that? Yeah. So we should be good for June 8th. I think we should be ready to kick this off.
Okay. Is there any concern, question on the part of anybody on council?
Mark, no.
Thanks, Mark. Hearing or seeing none, I'll ask for a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malay?
Yes. Okay, we'll move on to the next resolution, authorizing the 2020-2021 Farm Services Concession Agreements. These are annual concessions that we sign with local farmers who farm our open space properties and in exchange perform some services for us, namely maintaining and mowing trails as well as mulching and plowing leaf our leaf collection leaves into their fields. It's a pretty standard thing. It's the total is less than the threshold, then we would need to go out for bid. I believe it's about $3,500, if my memory serves me correct. $30,500, I'm sorry. Tom, did I miss anything on the farm services? Are you involved in the farm concession?
Yes, I've worked with Rich and Les on that, and also Jesse when we were back in the building. And again, Les and Rich's knowledge of this stuff is just unbelievable, what assets they are from their knowledge to their contacts. So it's really been a pleasure working with them. And also Trishka's office, Lucille was great. And I think all the information's in there is correct. It was tough for Jay, and Jay also did a very big part in it, tracking down some of these farmers and getting their numbers and talking to them. That I'm sure that wasn't easy. So I'm pretty sure everything in that resolution is correct. And thanks to the guys on Open Space for helping with that.
All right. Thank you much, Jess. Did I miss anything? If not, you're nothing. Does anybody on council have a question, concern?
I hit the wrong button. No, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. I don't have anything else. Thank you.
All right. Mark, are you good? Any questions?
I am, sir. Yes, no questions.
Excellent. All right. May I have a motion, please?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malay?
Yes. The next resolution on the docket is a 2020 temporary budget emergency. It's an adjustment to our temporary budget. Most of the items that are increasing are minor. I believe the main increase, I'm just going to pull it up, is, I think it's a pension payment. Is it healthcare?
Healthcare is going up a bit, yes. Pension is probably going up a little bit more, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what was in the packet. Hang on one second.
Oh, wait, I have it.
You know, the big debt service payment too, Brian. Don't forget.
Now, that would be in the vouchers. This is an adjustment to the temporary budget.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I've noticed as poor John must have gotten a lot of emails because I have so many. And I just want to confirm this, so pardon me. Let's see. Yeah, so there's an additional $100,000 being moved into the group health account as a result of the temporary budget. The rest are minors, including some election expense, collection of taxes, that sort of thing, police department. So I think it's minor stuff, and it's stuff that we have to do as a result of the fact that we've put off introduction and adoption of our budget. Anybody have any questions? Councilman Strauss?
Mark, I do not. I do not. Nope.
Thank you. And in that case, may I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Who was that, Amy?
You're going to give it to Tom?
Tom and Amy.
Now I'm trying to remember that game show where everybody was.
It doesn't work like that. I'm next to Amy.
Hollywood Squares.
Not on mine. Hollywood Squares. Thank you much.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes. And for the benefit of those who've called in, we're doing a little bit of Hollywood Squares here where folks were pointing. Councilman Kaczynski decided that he'd write his answer out on paper. A little virtual fun. All right, the final resolution we have is a resolution ratifying the February 27, 2020 Memorandum of Understanding between FOP 182 and the Township of Clinton and rescinding the authorizations granted in Resolutions 58, 2020 and 59, 2020. And I believe this also is for the Sergeants Union.
Yes.
Yes. That's right. It covers the patrol officers and the sergeants all in one.
This is the result of an administrative error where a preliminary copy of the contract was attached to the resolutions that we did at the last council meeting, and that had not been fully vetted, especially by the FOP. And as a result, what we really need to do to get this moving along is vote on this memorandum of understanding. The terms are all exactly as we discussed and were laid out in the contract that we reviewed last time. It's nothing really substantial changes. It's just a matter of some wording. So making sure that everybody's in agreement with the wording. But this document will encapsulate the high-level agreement that we reached. And then at some later date, we'll actually come back and get the finalized contract. So I would ask if there's any discussion or any questions on the part of council, and we'll start with Councilman Strauss on the phone.
No, none.
Anybody else? Not seeing any. Trishka, did I miss any salient points on that?
No, it's just, just to amplify the explanation. The Memorandum of Understanding is really the foundational document. That's what captures all the substantive terms that were negotiated and agreed to. And then it's from there that you draft the full-blown collective bargaining agreement. So this is a really important one to be ratifying. Yeah. And once it's ratified, it is binding. So even though it won't have all the nice trappings and everything, the terms that are in here do become binding on the FOP and the township, which I think is important for both sides.
Yes. All right. Hearing or seeing no further discussion, may I have a motion, please?
I'll make a motion.
So moved.
Councilman Strauss?
Second. Yep.
Councilman
Yes, second.
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malloy?
Yes. Last but not least on our agenda is the vouchers. I will make a motion to pay the bills. I reviewed the bills. It is, as Jesse indicated earlier, there are a lot of transfers, payments to school boards, et cetera. And the general operating is predominantly salary and payroll. Anybody have any questions?
None from Mark.
Thanks, Council. Anybody else? I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
Okay. Second, Mark.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
And Council President Malloy?
Yes, thank you very much. All right, now the final item on our agenda is public comment. I'm going to briefly read this. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes per person and must pertain to a governmental issue that the commenter believes may be of concern to the township's residents. Because we have a lighter attendance this evening, I'm going to just ask that anybody who'd like to make a comment unmute themselves and identify themselves. Go ahead and give your comment. Going once. Going twice. Actually, let me just make sure I unmute Jane. Jane, you're good?
I'm here. Well, I have a couple of questions, if you want to handle them now or if you want me to call Carla tomorrow.
Whatever your preference is. If it's technical, you... Go ahead.
Well, not too technical. How many farmers participate in that farm services agreement? Do you have a number on that?
I do. Hold on a second, because I think it's in the resolution.
There's six properties.
Three
properties.
Okay.
No, I think there's four farmers.
You got
four farmers?
Oh, that's right. We added a new guy.
And how long have you been doing this?
Oh, geez. we've had farmers farming our open space for a long time. I don't know if Mr. Shaw knows any details, but I'm sure it goes back quite a ways, especially for certain of the properties. And some of them, like the Marukian property, we haven't had but for a decade, maybe less.
Ryan?
Yeah.
This is Rich. Hi. This is Rich Shaw. How are you doing, Jane?
Yeah. Hi, Rich.
Hi. We started the open space properties in, it was around 1998, and somebody might have a better year, but I think it was around 98, and we've been doing this ever since then, and other townships do it as well. This is the standard way under the state open space and green acres programs.
Okay, thanks a lot. So on the memorandum of understanding with the police department of the police unions, basically everything I got from you last meeting is official.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. What is Platypus Enterprises?
I believe
good question.
Health and fitness. They do health and fitness for the public. Yeah.
Okay.
They do what?
It's such a cool name. I had to. Ask.
They're on Route 22, or the old.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a landscaper and a tree guy. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's
fine. Yeah,
the tree guy. Okay.
It used to be Dobbs. It's I forget what the name of the outfit is.
It's
okay.
Carl, it's on the tip of Carla's tongue.
I know.
It's on mine, too. I know who owns it.
Glenn Likas.
Yeah, Likas. Glenn Likas.
Glenn Likas is the owner.
Okay. I couldn't resist asking. It's such a cool name. Okay, I think that's all I have. Thank you very much.
Thank you much. Rich, thank you for your assistance with that question. Do we have any other comments from the public? Going once, going twice. Seeing and hearing none. Councilman Strauss, I believe it is your part of the meeting.
Yep, perfect. I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Sure.
Thank you all very much. Carl, you want to do the
Thank
roll
you.
Call?
Yep.
No, you don't have to do the roll call.
All in favor, say aye.
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 I have a question, Brian. Can we stay online and talk about non-township business?
I wouldn't use this if there was a quorum. No.
Okay.
We can set up a virtual happy hour, though.
Yes.
Carla, you're in charge of that.
No. Brian is, because he has
enough to do.
He has the
Amy, advantage. You're in charge.
I'll try.
Amy can pick. Thank Amy you. Actually could do it. Do yeah. And we have a WebEx account now at the town, so.
Yeah, we gotta learn.
Night how less.
Good night.
I've been Zooming free. Huh. All right. Talk to you later.
Take care. Be safe, everybody.
Good night, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Night, everyone.